The king and queen held a huge party. It was for the birth of their daughter, the princess. They invited the 7 fairies of the kingdom. They hoped that the fairies would give their child some magic gifts. But the king and queen forgot someone. They forgot the 8th fairy. She was the eldest. She had not left her tower in 50 years. The king and queen thought she must be gone. At first, the party went well. But then the music and laughter of the party stopped suddenly. The 8th fairy had entered the hall. Immediately, the king ordered that a place be set for her. It was clear that she was upset. She had not gotten an invitation. She mumbled curses under her breath. The party slowly started again. The youngest fairy heard these curses. She thought that the eldest fairy might hurt the small child. Soon, it was time to give the princess their magic gifts. The youngest fairy hid behind the curtains. One by one, the fairies stood in front of the little princess.
"This princess will be the most beautiful person in the world," said the first fairy.
"She will be calm and peaceful always," said the second fairy.
"She will have the grace of angels," said the third fairy.
"She will dance with perfection," said the fourth fairy.
"She will sing with the beauty of the nightingale,"
said the fifth fairy.
"She will make beautiful music with any instrument she plays," said the sixth fairy.
Then the eldest fairy went up to the child. She frowned at the princess and then at the king and queen. She looked angrily around the room. The eldest fairy began to speak. Her voice echoed through the hall.
This child shall prick her finger upon the spindle of a spinning wheel. She will then die.
With that, the eldest fairy left the room. The hall was very quiet. Then sobs began to rise from the crowd. Tears of sorrow fell from the eyes of everyone at the party. The youngest fairy now stepped out from behind the curtain. She went up to the child. She smiled at the king and queen.
"Do not cry," she told the king and queen. "I am not strong enough to stop the eldest fairy's magic, but I can change it."
The youngest fairy stood before the princess. She focused all of her power.
"This child will prick her finger on the spindle of a spinning wheel,"
agreed the youngest fairy.
"But she will not die. Instead, she will fall into a deep sleep. She will sleep until her true love comes."
"From this day on," said the king, "no spinning wheels are allowed in the kingdom."
16 years passed. Not a single spinning wheel was seen in the kingdom. The years went on. People began to forget about the princess's curse. One day, the king and queen were away. The princess explored the castle. She found a secret room. There was an old woman doing something she had never seen before.
"What are you doing?"
asked the princess in amazement.
"Silly girl," said the old woman. "I am spinning."
"May I try?"
asked the princess. She sat down. But she pricked her finger on the spindle of the spinning wheel. At once, the princess fell into a deep sleep. The old woman laughed. She was really the eldest fairy. No one could wake the princess. The king and queen returned to find that the curse had been fulfilled. The castle was once again a place of sadness.
The princess will be put in the finest bedroom of the castle, said the king.
He carried his sleeping daughter up the stairs to the waiting bedroom. Then the king and queen kissed their daughter goodbye. They turned to leave. They found the youngest fairy waiting for them.
The princess will sleep for 100 years, said the fairy. When she wakes, she will be confused and scared. I will put the castle to sleep with her.
Everyone but the youngest fairy fell into a deep, magical sleep. The fairy cast one last spell upon the castle. Then she, too, slept. Thick thorn bushes grew all around the castle. They hid and protected it until the princess's true love arrived. The years passed slowly. Stories went around the land about the sleeping princess. One day, a prince stood on a hill. He was near the sleeping castle. He could see the tops of the castle's towers. They rose above the thick thorn bushes. The prince was determined to explore the castle. He approached the thorn bushes. The branches of the thorn bushes magically pulled back. They showed a road into the castle. Bravely, the prince entered the castle. He was surprised to see people everywhere, but none of them were moving. He looked closely. He could tell that they were all asleep. The prince explored more. Eventually, he found his way to the finest bedroom. It was where the princess slept. The princess was asleep on the bed. She had not moved in 100 years. She still looked as young and beautiful as the day she fell asleep. As the prince drew nearer, the curse was broken. The princess began to wake. She opened her eyes and looked at the prince.
"You took a long time to arrive," she said.
The prince was shocked. He didn't know what to say. He stood still watching the beautiful princess. The other people in the castle were waking up as well. After 100 years, they were all very hungry. Soon a great feast was prepared. The prince and princess were the guests of honor. The prince and princess quickly fell in love. They got married. Then they became the king and queen. Soon, they had a daughter of their own. Once again, the fairies came. They gave their magic gifts to the child. The new king and queen did not forget to invite the eldest fairy. They treated the eldest fairy with all the respect given to the other fairies. This time, she gave the child one of the best magical gifts.